Last June, floods in Calgary caused the postponement of the official opening of the Parks Canada National Internment Exhibit, Enemy Aliens, Prisoners of War, Canada's First World War Internment Operations of 1914 to 1920. A new date for the opening has been set for this coming Friday, September 13th, and there is free transportation from Edmonton and Calgary to the exhibit, which is located at the Cave and Basin National Historic Site in Banff National Park, where there were several internment camps. Andrea Malish of Vernon is the program manager of the Canadian First World War Internment Recognition Fund, and she joins us now on Skype from her home in Vernon to tell us the details.
On September 13th, Parks Canada will finally be opening the National Internment Exhibit called Enemy Aliens, Prisoners of War, Canada's First World War Internment Operations of 1914-1920 in Banff National Park. This is September 13th at 2 p.m., and this was the exhibit that was to be opened in June 20th, but unfortunately due to the flooding situation, the event got canceled.
Right, yeah, we were talking to you about that. So what's the significance of Banff? There were 26 camps, internment camps across Canada at that time. Why Banff? For this big, and this is a really probably the biggest exhibit, and it's a permanent exhibit. So why Banff?
During the settlement with the endowment fund with the Canadian government in 2008, the Ukrainian community received the $10 million endowment, and there was also an agreement that Parks Canada would receive a sum. I believe they received $3.3 million to spend on commemorating this national historic event. And Parks Canada decided to build a national internment exhibit in Banff at Cave and Basin, where internment camp was located. And of course, during the Cave and Basin internment camp, they used the forced labor of the internees to build up the national park system. So if we can understand that, yes, there were over 24 internment camps across Canada, there were actually a third of the camps were in Canada's national parks, and they used the labor to start and build up their national park system. So this is a way that the government can commemorate and acknowledge that that the use of the internee labor created these beautiful national park system, including not only Cave and Basin, but of course Castle Mountain, Jasper National Park. There was Yoho out near Field, BC, Mount Revelstoke, and of course, as you get out east, I understand that they'll also be spending some money in creating interpretive panels at Fort Henry and the Citadel at Halifax. I don't believe they have any other plans for the other camps, but I know that the Ukrainian community, the Ukrainian Canadian Civil Liberties Association, has placed commemorative plaques at the other locations. I understand that Parks Canada has spent the majority of the money on this particular exhibit. I believe it's about 1,100 square foot building, and then the other two exhibits will be in Fort Henry and Halifax.
So you're offering rides, buses from Calgary and Edmonton to the actual event in Cave and Basin.
Absolutely. And this is open to any Canadian, not necessarily from the Ukrainian community. We welcome anybody wishing to join our groups from Edmonton, members of the Ukrainian Mail Corps of Edmonton and Axios will be coming to sing at this event. And so we've organized a bus from Edmonton. We're sort of a first come, first serve basis for a free seat to come and join this historic event. And we're also organizing a bus from Calgary out to Banff for the day. And these are just day trips and just wanting to encourage our communities to come and support this national historic event.
So where exactly is Cave and Basin located?
Cave and Basin is located just outside of the town center of Banff in Cave and Basin National Historic Site. The address is 311 Cave Avenue. You literally can find it easy enough when you drive into Banff, into the town center, across the bridge, you'll turn right. There's lots of signs, and you'll follow it out 5 minutes down the road, and you're at the location. And the exhibit, the interment exhibit, is just behind the Cave and Basin National Historic Site itself. And interesting to note that they actually built the exhibit building on the marching grounds of the original internment camp.
Wow.
That's really special.
Really, yeah. That just sent the chill down me. Wow. So you're really connecting with history as you stand on that ground.
Absolutely. For those of us that were in Banff on June 20th, and even though the event got canceled, there were a number of us literally stuck in Banff. And Parks Canada was kind enough to invite those of us there to come and view the exhibit. And it was very, very beautiful to be in such a beautiful park, but to just remember and recall what actually happened on that site. There were a number of us internee descendants there. We took a photograph outside the building, and we just stood together in peace and just looked out at the beautiful scenery overlooking the Bow River, but remembered what happened.
Now, you mentioned that there were going to be a couple of choirs singing, Edmonton Male Chorus, as well as Axios. Those are from Edmonton. Any other musicians, performers that will be there and speakers?
The event or the exhibit is actually being officially opened by the Honorable Jason Kenney, who's, of course, the Minister of Employment and Social Development and Minister of Multiculturalism. And he is. It was under his ministry that the endowment fund received our fund. And so it'd be nice that he's going to be there mm-hmm. to officially open this exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we will have Bishop David of the Ukrainian Catholic Church and Bishop Ilerion from the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, both of Edmonton, will be there to provide official Malevin, official memorial service there along with the choir members.
Any other ethnic groups that was, Ukrainians were the majority of internees, but there were others as well. Will there be representation from other groups that were interned?
Absolutely. And they will be represented by, of course, our endowment council members who currently on our council represent, besides the Ukrainian community. We have a Croatian representative, Polish, German representative, and so they will be in attendance, but we welcome all the other affected communities to this wonderful event that's going to open up this exhibit to not only Canadians, but of course being in Canada's jewel in Banff, mm-hmm. is going to be opening up this piece of our history on an international level.
Mm-hmm.
And the Endowment Council is very excited about that, that it's finally going to be opened.
Mm-hmm.
The story's going to be told.
Yes, yeah, and about time.
Yes.
Yeah. So once again, then, this is on September the 13th at 2 p.m. That's this coming Friday at Banff National Park. And you did give directions. Is there a map and other information at your website?
Absolutely. Please go to www.internmentcanada.ca. Or if you need any other further details, you can contact the office, 1-866-288-7931. Thank you.
And many thanks to Andrea Malish, Program Manager of the Canadian First World War Internment Recognition Fund, for that information. Details on this historic event can be found at their website, www.internmentcanada.ca, or call toll-free 1-866-288-7931.